come to order and go on the record. I'm Commissioner Tenola D. Brown Blair with the North Carolina Utilities Commission and the presiding commissioner for this hearing. With me this afternoon are Chair Charlotte A. Mitchell and Commissioner Lyons Gray. I now call for hearing docket number G41, sub 54, in the matter of an application of Tocoa Natural Gas for annual review of gas costs pursuant to GS-62-133.4C and Commission Rule R1-17K6. This proceeding is held annually pursuant to GS-62-133.4 to compare Tocoa's prudently incurred costs with costs recovered from its customers served during the test period. In compliance with provisions of Rule R1-17K6, on August 30th, 2019, Tocoa Natural Gas filed the direct testimony and exhibits of Harry Franklin Scott Jr. and Ray Tripp relating to this annual review proceeding. On September 5th, 2019, an order scheduling hearing requiring filing of testimony, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring public notice was issued. That order scheduled this hearing for today, November 4th, 2019, at 2 p.m. On October 16, 2019, Tocoa filed affidavits of publication of public notice. No petitions to intervene were filed in this docket, and the intervention and participation of the public staff is recognized pursuant to GS-62-15D and Commission Rule R1-19E. On October 18, 2019, the public staff filed joint testimony of Neha R. Patel, Iris Morgan, and Julie G. Perry. On October 18, 2019, Tocoa and the public staff filed a joint motion to excuse appearance of witnesses and accept testimony. On October 24, 2019, the Commission issued an order granting the motion to excuse the parties' witnesses from attending today's hearing and permitting the parties' evidence to be moved and admitted into evidence at today's hearing. In compliance with the requirements of Chapter 163A of the State Government Ethics Act, I remind the members of the Commission of our responsibility to avoid conflicts of interest, and I inquire whether any member has a conflict of interest with respect to the matter before us this morning or this afternoon. The record will reflect that no conflicts were identified. I now call for appearances of counsel, beginning with Tocoa.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Karen Kimmerite with the law firm of Fox Rothschild in Raleigh, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Tocoa Natural Gas Company.
All right, thank you, Ms. Kimmerite.
Elizabeth Culpepper with Public Staff, appearing on behalf of the Using and Consuming Public.
Thank you. Looking out in the hearing room, I see only public staff personnel and commission staff personnel. I see no public witnesses, and so let the record reflect that no public witnesses appeared to give testimony in this proceeding. Are there any other preliminary matters?
No preliminary matters, but I would move to introduce testimony if it's appropriate to do so at this time.
Now is the time.
Okay. So I will move that the direct testimony of Harry F. Scott Jr. that consists of 3 pages of testimony and one page of an exhibit that was filed on August the 30th, 2019 be copied into the record as if given orally from the stand and received into evidence. I also move that the direct testimony of Ray Tripp that consists of 12 pages of testimony and 25 pages of exhibits that was filed on August the 30th of 2019 be copied into the record as if given orally from the stand and received into evidence.
There being no objection, that motion will be allowed with respect to the testimony of Harry Franklin Scott Jr. and Ray Tripp, and the exhibits that Ms. Kimmerite moved will be received into evidence. And they will be identified as they were marked when pre-filed.
Thank you.
All right.
I move that the pre-filed joint testimony of Neha R. Patel, Iris Morgan, and Julie G. Perry filed on October 18, 2019, consisting of 16 pages and 3 appendices be copied into the record as if given
Without objection, that motion will be allowed.
That concludes our case.
All right, if there's nothing else to come before the commission, how about the proposed orders? It was 30 days from today, acceptable to both parties?
That's fine. That's acceptable.
All right, then so ordered. And thank you for showing up to our hearing today. Nothing else to come before the commission, will be adjourned.